Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Pure gratitude for my substitute. Romans 3:19-26. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifest apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. A judge says, "What do you have to say for yourself, guilty or innocent?" "Me, guilty as charged, Your Honor." "Judge, would you accept a declaration of innocence?" "Me, on what basis?" "That would be a lie." "Judge, my son has accepted your penalty, my wrath upon himself, on your behalf. It is a gift of love, so you can live in right relationship with me." "Me, may my life reflect the eternal gratitude I have for this immeasurable gift for me." The entire Bible is a redemptive story, and throughout the scriptures, different iterations of this same central message as laid out in this passage are written. As Paul writes, very technically and systematically, the gospel treatise, these verses are central to this letter to the Romans. No one escapes the guilty verdict. We have all rebelled against God and his intended perfection for us, a perfection that perfectly reflects our loving Creator, which we have distorted by our willful sin. The only hope of being saved from the rightful punishment of God's wrath is that there is a substitute, a perfect substitute, one who deserves no wrath but takes it upon himself willingly on my behalf. God cannot be true to his nature of justice if he overlooks our sin without a just penalty being enacted. This is why the word propitiation is important here. Jesus took upon himself God the Father's wrath. He fully satisfied his wrath so that when I am forgiven of my sin through faith and repentance, God remains just because the wrath I deserved was taken by another perfect substitute. Again, this letter to the Romans will play out this theme from many angles and through many of the nuances implied, and will continually land back on the importance of right relationship with God expressed through a life of gratitude for a gift we cannot earn but desperately need. Dear Lord, may I never live one day without an overwhelming sense of gratitude for the great sacrifice made for me. I pray, Lord, that the unbelieving world will see your goodness and repent and trust in Christ's substitutionary sacrifice, and that your kingdom will come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.